like we said, we have two interviewees today. We have Megan, who plays Mother Darling, and we have Sydney Ronis, who plays Smee, one of the pirates. And so today the show started yesterday. It's called Peter Pan and Wendy. Sabrina, if you'd like to, because I don't know the details of the show.
Oh, all right.
I don't know when it is.
It's okay. You've probably never seen the show either. No. So Peter Pan and Wendy, if you would like to attend, is tonight. So this Friday, which is today. Tomorrow, which is Saturday. This is good. Days of the week are fun.
Right.
And so that'll be at 7:30 Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday at 2:00.
And tickets cost $10 for students.
$10 for students or anyone under the age of 18.
Right.
And if you're over the age of 18, it's $15.
Okay. So if you are interested, that is an option for you this weekend. It looks
and all the money goes straight to the shows.
Yes.
You know, the only funding we're going to get for the next show is from the money we make for this show.
That's true.
So if you are interested in going, you know, it's going to a good, fun cause,
Keeping your streets off. Kids,
you got this. Keeping your children off the streets and on the stage.
There we go. Sorry, guys.
I love saying that.
Tired. It's a late night. It was a late night. Whew. All right. Interview time. All right, kiddos. So, Megan, this is your very first year here in Port. Am I right?
Yeah, this is my first. Yeah, I just moved this year. Brand new.
Very nice. Very nice. So, how are you taking to this whole Schreiber theater production thing we have going on?
You know, I was really nervous at first because I'm like, Peter Pan, you know, that's like a big deal. That's like Disney status.
Yep.
So I was a little worried about that, but I think that we're surrounded by such like talented people, and like the difference between this and at least the school that I came from is that the people who are in drama are like really in it for like their love of the theater and their love of performing, and it just makes the performances and the experience so much more like rich and exciting, and I think that's what really.
Yeah, it's all you guys. Oh, it's all you guys. We all have like me and Sabrina sitting here. We all have like this very heartworm like clutching look on our face.
Oh, yeah. And you're all seniors too. Oh, stop! This makes me so sad.
But yeah,
seniors.
Seniors.
But yeah,
seniors. Right. So, what is your part? Who are you?
I am playing Mrs. Darling.
Yes.
Who is the mother of Wendy and John and Michael and the very loyal wife of the ever annoying Mr. Darling. The great, wonderful Mr. Darling. He's just a ball of fun.
He's one to keep right there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a keeper. He's some good.
He's a keeper. Yeah.
So
he's like my fourth child. pretty much four children.
That's interesting, yeah. So
what would you say is, I mean, I guess without really spoiling anything, what would you say is your favorite part of the show?
Well,
a particular scene, a particular moment, a particular thing that glows and does twinkling lights,
something that wings. Dances and has face paint, or maybe a couple feathers.
Maybe
something with sideburns.
Oh wow! So see, there's so much to compete with. I mean,
so I guess we can agree that the answer is Wendy. That was
yeah.
I mean, obviously,
the culmination of all three of those
three things are all within Wendy.
Right.
No, I mean, I don't know. Actually, I think that's hard. I think there's so much that I enjoy about the play, and I think it's so, like, everything about it's just magic, and, like, you just feel this sense of magic when you're on stage and off stage, and the lights and the whole, I don't know. I couldn't pick one thing that I like, although I will say, I think the fact that Sydney looks so strikingly like me is really intensely, I don't know, just amazing. It's amazing. It was pretty scary, but in a good way.
All right, so Sid, what do you think? This is, you know,
tell us about you.
Is your fourth drama. You've been doing these since freshman year.
It is, yeah.
So tell us
how
about
does
your
this
part.
Feel?
Oops, sorry.
Without getting too emotional.
It feels interesting. Feeling a little discomfort. I'm kidding.
Like, I'm gonna leave now.
I'm done.
How dare you?
It feels interesting. It's right now it's sort of like a dream state. Not to be like super, you know, spiritual and anything, but it's really is quite surreal at this point.
Yeah.
It's the last one, but it's so early in the year and you don't feel like anything is really ending yet until the show's over and you're doing vows and you think, wow, that was it.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. And it's a short show, so
it's about 2 hours intermission in between each hour.
But yeah, I will say, like, this is, like, you know, this is my third drama, and, like, you know, it's every year it's so fun, but this is really the year that I've had the most fun.
That's true, that's
true. It's just, like, the people who are part of it are just so funny, both on and off stage. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've all really bonded. Like, a lot of people who I wasn't really that close with, both, like, regardless of, like, what grade they're in, like, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Like, everybody, I think, is just so much, like, closer this year mm-hmm. than, like, in previous years. And the cast is so huge.
It's about, what is it, like, 28 people?
28 people, wow. Because mm-hmm. you have the Indians, you have or the Native Neverlandians.
No, not
Native Americans.
We're not in America, we're in Neverland, Megan.
So, Native Neverlandians.
We have the Pirates.
The Pirates.
We have the Lost Boys, and then we have the Darlings, and we have Peter, and we have Tink.
Yeah.
And Captain Hook, but he's a pirate. And Smee, you're a pirate.
Well, that was good.
Sorry.
We also have the mermaids.
Oh, and then there's mermaids.
Well, the mermaids double as part.
They double as pirates. Double as pirates.
You know, and it's a good thing that you brought up mermaids, because swimming safety is a very important part of my life and everyone else's.
So this summer,
because it's a while away, or if you're going on vacation.
That's true. If you're going on vacation.
Now that we're heading towards Thanksgiving, wait at least an hour after you eat before you swim. Always swim with a buddy. Know where your lifeguards are.
And know your limits.
Know your limits.
How deep. Yeah.
You know, no seahorse play when you're in the water.
If you're playing Marco Polo, make sure you're playing Marco Polo in a safe zone.
If you need a floaty, use a floaty.
There's no embarrassment in needing a floaty.
Noodles are fun.
Exactly.
You know, don't hate on the noodles.
Yes. All right. And that was a PSA. An original PSA, believe it or not, from SAS Radio.
You never believe it. Oh, Sid, so real quick, could you just tell us about your character really quick? Because I realized we skipped over that by mistake.
He's beautiful. No. He's interesting. He's kind of an idiot, but he's a sweet idiot. He's the kind of, I don't want to say he's an idiot. He's not super intelligent. He's not a brainiac, mm-hmm, but he's mm-hmm. so sweet.
He's got a big
and
heart.
I think, yeah. He's
almost as big as the sideburns.
Yeah. At night. he's sort of like, by the beginning of the show, he's very much of a sheep to the Shepherd of Hook. Uh-huh. Really, that was a long one.
That was good.
That was good.
Good metaphor.
And I think, like, through his adventure with the Lost Boys and all of this, like, he gets in touch with his sweet side. Certainly his feminine side. And, I don't know, I like to think that he's like a sort of family pet.
There's something very childlike about every character, including Smee. But then also Smee kind of, like, takes care of everyone, too. Like, he kind of acts as the mother that they don't have.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
In
that's
a way, right. You know?
There's scenes where he's, like, darning clothes and patching things up. And Hope's just kind of like, get away from me. I'm doing my monologue.
But yeah, he's a very, like, compassionate. Like, even when they're kidnapping the Indians, you know, he does it with such grace, you know?
There's one very
only,
gentle.
Yeah, he stabs, you know, Great Big Little Panther as only a mother could. You know, it's very
I've
sweet.
Never seen so much compassion in a stab before. I mean,
there's a lot of love there.
There's a look. I was telling Amelia this right before we went on for vows. I was telling her that when we are kidnapping the Lost Boys and they all come up and they all look at each of us. They look at me and Samira and all of them. And Amelia just gives me this look of just incredibly beautiful, like, such sweet, like, puppy dog eyes, and I'm just like, I don't want to steal you, I just want to hug you.
I want to steal you so I can hug you.
You're being kidnapped for cuddle buddies. Yeah. That is it. Yes. You think you're going to be thrown off the ship, but we actually just want to have a nice movie night. Yeah. Popcorn on us.
The two of you will be joining the crew, two of you will be walking the plank, and the other two get these, you know, oh, I can't even say it. Get these stuffed animals.
These nice stuffed animals.
But I don't know. I felt like I had to contribute to that part of the conversation somehow.
No, it was good.
Not a lot of planning went into that.
That's okay. That's how I go throughout my everyday life. I just kind of talk and see.
I'll just stick to the made up PSAs. Those work.
those flow well. They
definitely do.
So that was. Sorry.
And there's also a lot of music.
That's true.
Which is something we haven't had before. There's lots of different. And I feel like at first it was
a musical. They try and take your second musical away from us. Look at us. We're trying to play into a musical. Take that. Mm-hmm. Take that.
And I mean, and I think it's interesting because at first, like, when they were adding it, it was kind of weird to get used to. But then there were certain scenes where I was like, oh, this doesn't really work. But then they start adding music, and I'm like, okay, now this scene just makes a little bit more sense. It's just this extra element that I really feel adds to it. I don't know if you guys agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, you see dances and stuff, and you have all these dances, like the Indian dance that's Stephanie Ann.
No, I do that. Yeah, that's me.
She dances.
Our wonderful dance captain, Stephanie Ann.
Thank you.
Who helped choreograph all the lovely numbers in the show.
One number.
Lovely number.
Yeah, the pirates do this amazing dance that Steph choreographed with this really cool kick line. And, you know,
I gotta have my kick line. I have to have it.
Exactly. It was very good. It's a very fun number. You know, Steph, you did a really good job.
Thank you.
It's definitely, it's a showstopper. It's really good. It's like,
thank you.
It's a boat stopper.
Thank you.
It's a boat stopper. Or an iceberg.
Oh! Titanic.
Too soon?
Never too soon.
Never too soon. The day the boat crashes. Hey, Titanic jokes.
Yeah. Hook, Smee. Never let go. But Captain, your hook is so sharp. I have to let go.
Smee, I should never let go.
That only happens very frequently.
Tick,
you have a lot of those interactions.
It's getting increasingly elaborate.
This is actually the show. This is what happens.
Plus a lot of interesting wigs, and by a lot of interesting wigs, I mean Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
Starkey.
I believe it's
Wigs Man.
They tell a story of their own. Because you have the very curly hair that I believe we use in Beauty and the Beast.
For the Beast.
We also have Belle's wig from Beauty and the Beast.
We have Belle's wig.
Eric wears as one of the
native...
Native Neverlandian.
The original hippie.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Honest to God.
Majestic.
And then we have this other wig that one of the other pirates, Starkey, wears, and it's just a wig of dreadlocks, and it's just...
And there's also bangs. There's bangs with the dreadlocks.
Is there really?
Yeah, it ends up looking like a bit of a that's mullet-esque strange. Sort of thing.
It's
and
good.
It looks a little.
And then lots of facial hair, not only on Tink but on some of the pirates too.
That's
which is
that took me a sec. All right, but.
She's Sabrina.
I'm just kidding. I don't got any facial hair.
Most of the pirates. Actually, I think there's only the only real boys who play boys are Hook.
Hook and Peter,
and then two, and then Michael and John, and then Daddy Darling, of course.
Daddy Darling. No, but then
Peter.
And,
are we calling?
And basically, all the guys in the show play guys.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I'm saying
because you also have Starkey.
Eric.
And Eric, what, Big Little Panther?
Big Little Panther. And Jukes.
That's true.
Oh, he doubled.
But I'm talking like those pirates who are supposed to be boys who are actually girls.
Yeah.
And all the lost boys are actually lost girls.
Yeah.
I think
but through the magic of theater, it's okay.
It's okay. I think there was a discussion in the dressing room yesterday that we decided that Peter just doesn't really know what a girl is. And all the lost boys are actually girls. But since they're just like, yeah, whatever, we'll let them think we're boys. Maybe they'll let us stay longer.
So hold on. You guys just asked where the logic was.
Yeah.
In Peter Pan.
In Peter Pan.
Well, you know, they fly away on a kite. You know, from the crocodile.
They fly with like magic glitter. Does he blow glitter?
No.
Does he?
He doesn't use glitter.
He doesn't need to blow glitter. He just breathes.
He breathes glitter. He just kind of shakes it off. Brushes it off the shoulders.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everywhere he goes, he leaves a trail of glitter.
And
just that fly.
That was so... Leave the puns to me, please.
But wow.
But lately people have been posting so many failed Peter Pan performances of, like, all the kids who tried to fly and, like... goes they, like planted. The wind yeah like they fall or the window crashes it's really a disaster
so
which is you know it's good you know and safe for us that we're using Heelys for flying
and there's only is that four on Heelys
it's
Wendy, Michael, John, and Peter
right
and then Tink just kind of hops around
because Tink's cool like that. Tink doesn't need
any of that stuff.
Yeah, she's the best.
I was telling you this, Sabrina, during rehearsal after they took away her lovely roller skates.
That's good.
That I think it's very appropriate that you leap around in ballet shoes, because that it shows that she's very springy and lively and her character is so full of life and energy and she's bounding everywhere. I think it's very appropriate.
Also, you've got some killer face paint on.
Thank you. It's designed by the fantastic Addie Ronis.
Snapped Addie Ronis.
Yeah.
Mel sis.
Yeah, there we go.
She looks great. Yeah, Addie did such a great job. She figured out everyone's makeup. You know, and we experimented with a lot of different things. Like, first, like, Tink had more of, like a peacock-looking tie. Like, well, there was lots of, like, blues, and then we kind of changed it, and there were kind of antennas, so it was more like a butterfly. And then, so now she does, like, these beautiful, like, vines on my forehead that are
so
cool.
Look really nice.
And, like, and vines around the arms and just all these different shades of green. It's really, she did such a fantastic job. So creative.
Yay.
I could not Very think good. Of anything like that. Like, she just made every, and, you know, all the native Neverlandians.
We all have our face paint. I actually, face paint. Looking at my left arm today, if you catch me without my sweater, I forgot to take my armband off. So I'm repping my, you can take the costume out of the girl, but you can't take the girl out of the costume.
Nice.
There we go. That, true fact, this is actually really hard to get off, and I keep wearing sweaters to bed and forgetting to take it off when I take off my face makeup. So,
yeah, the vines, I still have, like, a few, like, green splotches everywhere.
It's okay, Sabrina.
That's nice.
You just look very earthy.
You should get it tatted on you permanently.
That's a good idea. And
face to it.
And that could work for multiple roles.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Like
a tree.
Like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
A vine.
I could get a bunch of cake. I could be Poison Ivy if we did, like, a musical of, like, Batman.
There you go.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
I like that one.
You know what? I say we don't need Once Upon a Mattress. I think we're gonna do.
I think we just
Batman,
need
Batman, the musical. Blurred vines.
Yeah.
I know you want it.
Oh,
I know
God.
You want it.
There we go.
We filled our scatting quota.
Because then we do it once a show.
It's
not on purpose, but it's
an unofficial edition that we always have.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. It's just
great being us, you know.
It's just fabulous.
Just girls being girls, you know, just scatting
our thing.
So let's see, what else is, like, cool about Peter Pan? This is just really the most spectacular show ever that we've been a part of, I think.
I think so. This and, like, Beauty and the Beast. Like, these
Beauty
two
and the Beast, yeah, were so
good.
Because you're bringing in these characters that kids obviously have seen in movies and read about, and bringing them to life. And, like, I also like that, you know, like, Tink we didn't make blonde. Smee has, like, a it doesn't have, like, what is that? Like, that hat.
He's supposed to have, like, a little plume, like, beanie sort of thing?
Yeah,
we have a bandana.
But, yeah, I like the bandana. Like, I like that there's just a little bit of a change. Like, it's...
Yes.
We didn't stay 100% true. Like, even Peter doesn't have, like, that Peter Pan hat.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, it's just... Because you do kind of want your own artistic interpretation. Like, you don't want it to just be, like, your
exact copy.
Yeah, it's like, because you can go home and, you know, pop in, like, you know, the VCR, the DVD, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so I really like how different it is.
The Lost Boys aren't all, like, animal onesies, which would have been cute, but they're all, like, they have real clothes on.
Mm-hmm. And they all have such original personalities, too, each one of the Lost Boys. Because they could so easily be grouped together, but, like, they all really stand out. You know, also with the dramas, they're always just so well cast. Like, everyone really fits their character.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's never, like, a weak person. Like, everyone really just does such a great job and brings, like, their own
own sparkle to the character.
And it's truly amazing to watch. And, you know, again, we're not forcing you to go, but if you would like to, it's really something, you know, exciting to see. We still have 4 minutes left, so we could do the final four.
We can do the final four.
Let's just quickly just throw in, like, an official promo.
Official promo, real one.
So,
okay.
Peter Pan and Wendy, this weekend at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday at 2. Tickets are $10 if you're under 18 or a student, and if you're over 18, it's $15, and if you are a senior citizen, admission is free.
Senior citizens, there are words, senior citizens out there, if you want to come bring your grandkids, I mean, that's only, like, $10 for your grandchild.
And, you know, and it is, you know, obviously, you know, it's really not 100% for kids, though. I really think that there are layers to it.
Yes. It's kind of like those Pixar movies where it's like you have that undertone of, like, sly adult humor, but it's also, like, it's a kid's thing. Yeah. It's like, parents won't go into it and be like, I hate my life, this is awful.
Yeah,
exactly. Yada, yada.
It's really, and there's just, like, there's humor throughout, you know, that, like, kids will, like, I mean, because, you know, you have, like, Tink and Smee that are, like, very, like, you know, caricatures that, you know, little kids will love, because it's a lot of, you know, physical humor. Right, but there are also just subtle jokes that, you know, teens and adults will pick up on.
Which makes it a pleasant experience for everyone.
Exactly. It's really, I mean, we've had to watch the show now, what is it, like, 20, 30 times?
Probably.
Probably more.
Probably more.
And we love it every time. Exactly. Like, it never gets old. You never want to not, like, even yesterday, everyone's backstage, like, how can we crowd behind the curtain to watch, like, the scenes?
Yeah.
Even though we've also, we know what happens.
Supposed to be there, but
so good to watch.
Yeah, and they might not go back to the nursery, you know, they might just switch things up.
You never know. There's also a super intense fight scene I've seen 5 times. Probably more, and each time I'm like, oh gosh, it, like, it makes my heart race every time.
Yeah, so, I mean, who really is going to win, Peter or Hook, you know? So there's
you
only,
never know.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out, and that is, if you would like to come this weekend, you can.
You should.
So, and you don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's encouraged.
Like to.
Yes, actually, it's kind of funny, I'm looking around, and all 4 of us in here are basically wearing the same thing with, like, sneakers, jeans, or a skirt, and, like, our Peter Pan shirts. Hey, so if you're listening, you have any questions, if you want to ask any questions, there's people with Peter Pan shirts walking around all day if you miss some of the information in here. All right, guys.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Sure.
You guys have been doing such a great job all week.
Keep
we look forward to seeing you again this weekend.
Yay.
And hopefully, again, if you would like to come and see these wonderfully talented ladies, you can. At the Shribe Auditorium.
That's right. All right, guys.
All right.
So we have 2 minutes left, so I think I'm just going to play us out on a new One Direction song.
Wow.
So
nice.
Let's... Awesome. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's this indie band that we're really crazy about.
Nah.
All right.
Oh,
so,
it's not working. You know what? Oopsies.
That's Dreamgirls.
Oh, no, close. That's Dreamgirls. You know what, guys? I'm not going to play you out because this isn't working.
No, say something.
So just close your eyes. Think of a really nice song.
And fly.
It's just
yeah, we're alright. See you guys.
Alright, this has been SAS Radio on WDOT Port Washington.